Abaye says the word tzitzis refers to loose fringes, like we see the pasuk of betzitzis roishi. Abaye said these strings must be separate, like the hair of the aramoyim do. Abaye says if someone puts a tzitzis on the tip or the border of the garment, it's kosher. But the other says in both these cases will be pasul. Whose view does Rav Gidlo name Rav follow when he says that the tzitzis should hit against the tip of the garment, based on the pasuk of al kanfei bigdayim? He follows Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says that it can't be attached at the very end. Rabbi Yaakov, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said tzitzis should be placed the distance of a full joint of the thumb from the end of the garment. We need the ruling of Rav Papa, who said that it should not be placed more than 3 etzbois off the corner, because from Rav Yaakov we would think that the further off the corner the better. We need the ruling of Rav Yaakov, because from Rav Papa we would think that the closer to the end the better. Rav Sama saw that the hole in which the tzitzis of Ravina was placed was ripped, causing the tzitzis to be less than the joint of the thumb away from the end. He asked them, do you not hold the Rav Yaakov? Ravina said, that's only when you're making the tzitzis, but if it rips later, it's not a problem. Rav Sama was embarrassed for not knowing that. Rav Ashi told him not to be embarrassed, because Ravina was from Eretz Yisrael, and every chacham in Eretz Yisrael is equal to two chachamim of Bavel. Mer continued, Rav Achabai Yaakov would fold the four strings in half and put them through the hole in the garment, because he held that it should go into the garment as 8 strings. Rav Yirmiyahu Medifti would put 8 strings without folding them, which would then become a total of 16 when they hung out of both ends of the garment. Mar, the son of Ravina, would do like we do. He put 4 strings without folding them. It'd be a total of 8 strings once they were through the garment. Rav Nachman saw that Rav Adar Bar Ahava make a bracha. He made a bracha on the making of the tzitzis. He told them, Rav said, there's no bracha on the making of the tzitzis. Mara says, when Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chista went into the Beis Medrash and asked, how can Rav have said that the making of the tzitzis does not require a bracha? We find that Rav Huna, the name of Rav, said that tzitzis made by Goyim is possible based on the pasuk of Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, V'yasulhem tzitzis. Why is that a contradiction to the ruling of Rav? Rav Yosef said it's because Rav Chista holds that any mitzvah that's not kosher when done by a goy does not require a bracha when done by a yid, but a mitzvah that's possible when done by a goy does require a bracha when done by a yid. In fact, we find that mila done by a goy is kosher, and yet the halacha is that a yid who does mila does have to make a bracha. And for tomorrow, we're asking according to Rav. Rav holds that mila done by a goy is actually possible. In fact, the case of sukkah supports Rav Yosef's explanation, because the Braisa says that a sukkah built by a goy is kosher, and the Braisa says that there's no bracha made on the building of a sukkah. However, the case of tefillin refutes Rav Yosef's explanation, because tefillin written by a goy is possible, and yet a yid does not make a bracha on the writing of tefillin. Rather, when the doing of the act is the completion of the mitzvah, like the case of mila, a yid makes a bracha when doing it, even though it's kosher if done by a goy. When the doing of the act is not the completion of the mitzvah, like the case of tefillin, even though it's possible when done by a goy, a yid would still not make a bracha when doing it. With regard to the making of tzitzis, machlekes Rav Chista holds the tzitzis as an obligation of the garment, even if it's not worn, and therefore putting the tzitzis on is actually the completion of the mitzvah, where Rav Nachman holds it as an obligation on the person which is fulfilled when the garment is worn. Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi, we have learned a different version of the above and have learned that Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said that tzitzis made by a goy are kosher based on the pasuk of Dabrel B'nei Yisrael, V'yasulhem tzitzis, which teaches that the tzitzis should be made for you, even by a goy. Sakhmar Ravite, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said if one leaves strings from the making of the garment attached at the corner for the tzitzis, it's possible. However, if one takes regular threads and attaches them for the sake of tzitzis, even though they were not spun for the sake of tzitzis, it's kosher. Rav Yehuda said, when I repeated this to Shmuel, he told me that it would be possible because the spinning of the threads for tzitzis have to be done lishma, for the mitzvah of tzitzis. This is like a machloikas among Tanoim and a Braisa, where Tanakam says that the leather used for tefillin need not have been tanned for the sake of the mitzvah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that they're possible unless they were tanned for the sake of the mitzvah. How do you dye the tchelos wool? Rav Shmuel said, we take the blood of the chilazon and some herbs, we boil it in a pot, take some of it into an eggshell to test it on some wool. We spill out whatever's left in the eggshell, and then we burn the wool that was used for testing. From here we learn out Zakhmar 3 things. The wool used for the test is possible. The dyeing must be done lishma, and the dye used for the test would make the entire pot possible. Zakhmar is saying that the wool used for the test is possible is saying that the dyeing must be done lishma. Lachar, it's the same thing. Mar says it's an explanation. The reason the wool is possible is because the dyeing must be done lishma. The Mar says actually machalekas hanayim whether the dye used for the test can be used to then dye valid kosher with tzitzis. Rav Chanina ben Gamliel says it's possible. Rav Yechem ben Dehavoi says it is actually kosher.